Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This week on the show, it's the break between Christmas and New Year's, so I hope everybody had a fantastic holiday break and maybe still continuing that till the new year. And I thought this was a really great time to have a chat about the things that may be holding you back. So with the new year coming, this is when we start to get really motivated to, you know, write out new goals, try to set some new achievements that we might want to reach, think about what we might want for the new year, maybe in our bodies, whether or not that's to lose weight or have more energy or just wake up feeling healthier and, you know, ready to start your day. Or maybe it's, you know, family goals or professional goals. But it tends to be that time of year where we have had indulgences at Christmas, and we all do it and it's amazing. And we kind of get past that Christmas sort of day and maybe get together and we feel a bit blah from all the things that we've eaten, and maybe we haven't been able to fit in all our regular exercise. And it's sort of when we start to think that if we're going to change some things, and this is a great time to do it, because we've usually got a little bit more time around now. Most people I know take a bit of time off, and so they have a little bit more time to start planning and thinking about what they might want for the new year. So with all that in mind, I wanted to chat about the things that may be holding you back. And you may have set these sort of goals previous New Year's, year after year, and you haven't reached your goals, you haven't seen the results you wanted, and there may be just a few things that are holding you back that might be good to explore and have a think about so that you can make 2022 the most amazing year yet for yourself. So the first thing that I wanted to bring up is our beliefs. And this is a really big one. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. We were discussing how a lot of our beliefs that we have as adults, we get them when we're kids. And they are ingrained in us. It might be from things that we've seen, things that we've heard, from behaviors that we've seen demonstrated to us by family members or friends or whatever it may be. But we get this belief system, and so then we base our actions off this belief system. So, you know, a good example of that is that, you know, a lot of beliefs that somebody may have is that only bad people or rich people are greedy. And so a lot of people can hold themselves back from making money. Even if they make a lot of money, they end up spending that money because they have this belief that if they have a lot of money and they're rich, then they're going to be greedy. So this is a really simplified sort of form of it, but we can apply that to our bodies. So we might find or have that belief that we think that skinny people are mean people. And so that may be holding us back from losing weight. But when we talk about losing weight, we really need to discuss that if we lose weight, that's amazing. We want to be healthy. We want to feel really good. So it's not about the number, as you know, essentially on the scales. It's about how you feel in your body. And it's also about the amount of muscle mass that you have. So you may lose fat tissue when you lose weight, but if we don't replace that fat tissue with muscle mass, then we're not really going to be that much healthier than we were previously when we were craving that extra weight. So we know that having a high percentage of muscle mass is going to help improve our metabolism. It helps our bone health. It helps our hormonal health. It has such a flow-on effect to helping us get better sleep, et cetera, that one of our main things that we are, when we're thinking about losing weight, is rather than, you know, losing weight or losing fat, we really want to think about increasing our muscle mass. So that's just a segue, but I wanted to bring that up because I think it's a really big thing. A lot of people sort of think that they need to lose weight and they get very stuck on seeing that number on the scales go down. And look, it may need to go down a bit, but then you may see it go up because you convert in more muscle mass. And that is actually what we want. The more muscle mass that we have, the better we're going to be, and the longer the lives our lives are going to be also. So I wanted to bring that up as well. But getting back to those beliefs, these are things that we might need to work through. And, you know, there are some really great books out there that I will link into the show notes. One of them is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. That is a really fantastic book about beliefs, about imposter syndrome. And that is a great book that if you're sort of struggling with any of those areas, it's a really good one to lean into. And other than that, it might just be great to just sort of journal on some of those beliefs that you may have, you know, for the goals that you have, and see if any of those beliefs that you're really holding on to are holding you back. Now, bringing up imposter syndrome, this is another really big one that can hold us back. And I'm sure many of you, you know, maybe you haven't, but for me, imposter syndrome has been a really big thing my whole life. From being a dancer and never believing that I was good enough, there was always somebody better than me. I never believed that I was any good, even when I was, you know, part of the state dancers and, you know, had gotten a scholarship and all of that. I still never thought that I was any good at what I was doing. And even that sort of flowed through into my professional career for many, many years. And I'll admit, I still have days where I think, oh, maybe I don't know that, you know, maybe I should be careful about what I do or what I say. And then, you know, you might meet somebody or start speaking to somebody and you realize, no, I know a lot and I just need to be really confident in my abilities. So I think imposter syndrome is one of those things that a lot of people struggle with. I believe for me that it's one of those things I'm going to have to keep on working on for the rest of my life, because I think part of it is there's always things that I want to learn and I always want to give the best information or the best class or whatever, you know, give everything to my clients, that sometimes I feel that, you know, maybe I'm not giving enough or maybe I don't have enough of that knowledge. And so that's something that I'm constantly working on. But I do want you to remember that you are, you know, whatever profession you're in, you know, whatever that you may sort of err in your life that you may feel this imposter syndrome, sometimes it's really good just to take a moment, think about all the experience you've had or all the education you've had or all the clients or patients you've seen, add them all up and, you know, or go back and read some of the testimonials that you may have collected or ask a friend or family member, you know, what they love about you in relation to, you know, where you might be feeling this. And just soaking that in or reading that can make a really huge difference. So mindset is a really big one to work with in this area. And I think, as I said, it's one of those areas that we constantly need to work on. And for women, especially with our cycles and our monthly cycles, you know, certain times of the month, this may affect us more than others. And so we really need to sometimes just step back and think about at what point in our cycle we're in. If we're in that week before our period is going to happen and we're getting some PMS and then this imposter syndrome and stuff is really creeping in, then we probably know it is related back to our hormones and everything sort of being disrupted with our cycle. And if we give it a few days, we'll probably turn around and think, why was I thinking that? You know, that's not right at all. So sometimes just getting that sort of perspective can help as well. And also, if you are looking for some more information on imposter syndrome, we have a great episode, episode 35 with Camilla Williams. She was fantastic talking about imposter syndrome. And we also talked about perfectionism, which is the next point that I wanted to bring up. So perfectionism can be another thing that tends to hold so many of us back. And it's really silly in a way because it's something that we've created for ourselves. It's not any expectation that anybody else is putting on us. It's what we're actually creating for ourselves. So I find that if it's perfectionism that's holding you back, it's maybe looking at how you can break your goal down or your action down into smaller steps and just tick off those steps as you go along, just so that you don't get caught up with that sort of thinking that if I can't do it all, then I'm not going to do it at all. So if I'm not going to do it perfectly, then I just won't do it. And I think that's something that we can all do, is just break things down. I'm a big fan of making things as simple as possible, as you all know. So creating steps, creating a plan, writing it out, you know, just really helping yourself to get there. And again, remembering that perfectionism, you might only have it in one area of your life. So maybe it might be your work side of your life, or, you know, at home, you like everything being super neat and tidy and in a certain place. And if it gets out of place, it really upsets you. These are all things that we can work on. It does take time. And again, some days you'll be better than others, but I've worked through a lot of perfectionism myself over the years. I think it comes hand in hand if you've been in the dancer's world, because you are continually just being critiqued. You know, every lesson it's making, you know, sure that your movements are correct and precise and perfect. And the same when you're on stage. And I think that has a really big flow on effect, or it can do, to other areas of your life. And I think for me, it can be a really beneficial thing in that it has given me a lot of drive to continue to learn and to really, you know, put all into helping my clients get what they need and what they want. And, you know, it's had that big flow on effect to my professional life, but it is something that I have to constantly keep in check and also reassure myself that, you know, whatever you're giving, if it's your best, then that's good enough. You don't need to give any more than that. No one is perfect, and everyone has different ideals of what perfect is. But at the end of the day, you need to be happy and healthy. And if you're doing everything you can, that's all you can ask for. So I think there's some just good points just to keep in mind if you are struggling with perfectionism. And if you do have a goal that you're wanting to achieve for the new year, is there a way that you can pop that perfectionism aside? Break down your goal, create those steps, and just really get into what you can do to take action, because we know with each action, we're going to get a result, and that's going to help motivate us and propel us to get to where we want to be. Now, having a plan. So this is another one, you know, a lot of people get sort of stuck that they may say that they want to have this goal and say it might be to run 5 kilometers, but if they don't have a plan to get there, then that is going to hold you back from reaching that goal. And maybe you don't have the expertise in knowing what to do to reach that goal. And that's where, if you can work with somebody, you know, maybe it's an expert, you might have a running coach, or, you know, somebody, a friend that has run some marathons. And so she's able to give you some really great tips on how you can achieve running 5Ks, but in a period of time that's going to be safe and not contribute and cause injuries or leave you feeling really fatigued, all that type of thing. So I think seeking outside help and creating a plan can be really beneficial if you are getting stuck and you feel like that may be holding you back. And it's really common. I think a lot of the time we think, yeah, we can do that. I can definitely do that. I know what I should be doing. But then sometimes it's the follow through that tends to hold us back. And that's when procrastination is a big thing. And I have to admit, I feel like I am very driven and I get things done, but I do catch myself procrastinating. And I think a lot of people do. And in my sense, the biggest place that I notice that is if I have a task for work to do that is difficult for me. So it may be sort of writing a longer form piece of content, you know, that I've been wanting to get out to people. That is going to take me probably a couple of hours. And so I will choose to get done, you know, a social media post or a couple of quick emails back to clients to, you know, help them out. I will prioritize all that stuff first, but that's because I'm really procrastinating, because I know writing a longer form blog post is a lot more work for me to do, or even planning out a, you know, my podcast episode and what I want to pop in it. They're things that take a lot more time and I find a lot more taxing to do. So there are lots of areas where we tend to procrastinate in different areas of our lives. And sometimes it's just catching ourselves and going, okay, this is me procrastinating right now. I am wasting time to avoid doing what needs to be done or what I know I'd like to do, but I struggle with. So I'm just going to do this other thing. So if we can catch ourselves doing that, then we can again try to tackle that task. And I got some really great advice. This was a couple of years ago now from a business mentor that said, if you have a task that you find is hard, but you know you want or need to get it done, then do that first thing. So this can apply to your work, you know, when you first get into work, or if you're working from home and you turn on your computer, start with that hard task when you're fresh in the morning so you don't get distracted and that you're feeling that you've got great focus and concentration. Or, you know, it could be something like working out is find it really hard to get that motivation to do. So in the morning, you know, you might have a shower and then take your time with a coffee and read the news. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I actually don't have time to do my workout. If you get up and do your workout first, then you've ticked it off your list. You've got the most motivation. You've got no excuses to not get it done. And I think that's a really great piece of advice we can use, all of us can use in all areas of our lives, whether or not it's health and fitness or work or family. But if you can start your day with your hardest task, then that's going to help you eliminate that procrastination and just really get what you need done. And we also know that, you know, if we're getting these things done, then we're going to start to see those results. And that is a huge reward in itself, which gives us then more motivation to keep going, to stay on track, and to just to stop sort of wasting time when we need. Now, the last one that I wanted to touch on is accountability. And I find this is when I'm working with people, this is probably the biggest one that I hear about. Everybody always knows what they should do when it comes to their health and fitness. They're like, yeah, Kate, I know I should be, you know, doing some Pilates at home and I should be stretching and I should be using my massage ball, but I just don't do it unless I come and see you. So, you know, we have one that awareness first, which is great. But trying to find that accountability and in a way that is going to suit you is a really big thing. And even if you are sort of self-accountable and you're quite driven in lots of different areas, you will still see way better results when you have accountability. I can attest to that for myself. And, you know, having that dance background and an athlete's background, if you are working with a coach, an expert that, you know, within the dance field is giving me corrections on, you know, how I was turning or how I was executing a sequence of movements or whatever it may be, my technique got better, my focus was better, my execution was better. It all round, my results were overwhelmingly better and in a much quicker time. So that's why athletes work with coaches, and that's why accountability can be so important. So whether or not you pay for a program, because that's another thing, if you've paid for a program and someone is sort of expecting you to complete that program or show up to the coaching sessions or show up to your exercise sessions, whatever that may be, that accountability can be enough to help you propel you to get the results that you want and to really follow through so that you are not being held back because you're not sure what to do, because they're going to be waiting there for you to turn up online or turn up in class or whatever it may be. So I do recommend working with some sort of an expert in the field that you want to get results in, and it really does help. So many of my clients sort of, you know, as I said, they're like, I wouldn't do it if you weren't here, but also they, you know, having a break over Christmas and that, they always come back into classes with me and sort of say, oh, that 2-week break, I could notice the difference when I wasn't seeing you weekly and getting those corrections. It really made a difference to my motivation, to my pain, amount of pain that I had in my body, and just my follow through and motivation of getting things done. And again, that accountability, if you can work with an expert, fantastic. Even if it's your friend that you're, you know, said you're going to meet up with to go for a walk or do a workout with, it could be something like that. It could be your husband that you, you know, both agree that you're going to help each other stay accountable to maybe, you know, not drinking alcohol in January because you've had a really big holiday period with probably too much alcohol. So there's lots of ways that you can have your accountability, but definitely working with someone makes a huge difference. And that's part of why within my Lean 14 program that we're running in January, I wanted to do it live so that all my clients that are coming through this program, I'm checking in with them every day. I'm getting back to them with questions. You know, they're sending in their questions and I'm answering them and giving them that feedback that they need and that support to really help them get the results they want. And I will tell you, every time that you get that support, it will really give you more motivation to keep going. I mean, we all really like having somebody in our corner, and whether or not it's sharing your experience or sharing a win or getting feedback, then it really does make that difference to, you know, reaching the goals that you want to get. So going through all the things that we've sort of talked about, generally some of the things that can hold you back, we're just going to sort of touch back through them, is one, your belief system. So you may need to do some work on your beliefs, and that is going to take some time. Two, imposter syndrome. That is a big one that's out there. Three, perfectionism. That one is something that a lot of us tend to struggle with. I know I do. Four is procrastination. Five is having some sort of a plan to make it super easy to help you follow through, because if it's hard, we're just not going to do it. And last one is accountability. So finding an expert that you can work with, getting a friend, getting a partner, putting some skin in the game, whether or not that's money or having a bet with somebody, but really getting that accountability is going to be paramount in helping you achieve the results that you want. Okay, I hope you found this episode motivating. I hope it gave you something to think about. And if you do want to join me and our group for Lean 14 in Live, we kick off on Monday, the 10th of January, then check out the show notes or head over to my website, My Movement Health, and you can sign up there. It is going to be a great 2 weeks where we are going to be working through the plan within Lean 14 Live. We are going to have a lot of fun, giveaways, and just really support each other as we try to reach our goals in the new year to make 2022 our best year yet. All right, well, have a fantastic week, everybody. Keep enjoying the holidays. I hope you have a happy and safe new year, and I'll see you in 2022. Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.